back, everyone, to Master of the Universe podcast, episode 72. And today we're talking about Jack Frost, starring Michael Keaton. Right, Chris?
Exactly. Or is it Tom Hanks?
I knew it was someone like that, dude. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Anyway, so this was a gay pick just because he was going through his Christmas horror movies and shit. So, dude, I mean, what's on your list and what made you, you know, look through Jack Frost, dude? I mean, besides the snowman gimmick.
Oh, man, there's a, well, you know, it's the holidays, and I'm like, my mentality is always thinking like, hey, you know, I want to see what horror movies I got for the holidays this time. So I'm scrolling through it. I see like Silent Night, Deadly Night. I see Krampus. I see all these kind of horror movies that have that holiday spirit. Even like newer ones, they got The Lodge and stuff like that. But you know, one in particular that stuck out when I rented it a long time ago at Blockbuster was Jack Frost. Mm-hmm. The cover of the box was cool. It had like that little 3D image where if you move the box, all of a sudden it's like a happy snowman, and then it turns into like a scary looking kind of fucker thing. So it's cool. It's neat. That's what intrigued me. And then right when I plugged it into the damn TV, put it into the damn VCR, and I'm ready to watch this thing, oh, man, there's that intro, man. And I already started regretting what I watched. I started making that sad face that I can feel it, like, oh, man, I got gypped. But then...
tell me a story.
Yeah, it was a terrible. It's like, what is it? The Grinch Stole Christmas? The little green people, the ones that talk with that high pitched voice?
Yeah, the Who's Down in Whoville?
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded. Or like some kind of cartoon character. But you know what? By the end of it, it was actually, it was pretty good. It wasn't, you know, it was pretty neat. It's one movie I never forgotten, though. It had some good moments. It's a comedy horror type of thing, but it was neat.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I remember seeing that in Hollywood Video or whatever video store that I would go to, and it was fucking funny. Like I was a sucker for the gimmicks, you know what I mean? Like gimmick, fucking movies, and this one was like, oh, I have to see it. And yeah, back then I thought it was horrible, and of course, you know, now watching it, I thought it was pretty damn good. But back then I was just like, oh, this is the worst. But I guess, you know, back then when you're comparing it to, like, you know, really good stuff, because, you know, Freddy and Jason, and that's all you know, or at least all I knew, I was like, oh, this is crap. But now seeing all the other stuff that we've seen, and we've seen some bad ones, Halloween H2O, but, you know, this one I see it, I'm like, man, this was pretty fucking good. But Chris, I mean, we'll let you go first, because you know how you like to say, well, y'all talked about everything. Oh, yeah, we got Chris and the man beast here, of course. I don't know if I said that, but Chris, your first viewing, what did you think? What's going down? And how were the Buffalo Chicken quesadillas? Did have them, Seth?
Didn't have them. We haven't had those in a while. I need to make them again. But what did I think? I'll refrain from my rating until the end of this. But I mean, it was okay. It wasn't great. I wouldn't even say it was really good. I mean, it had its moments. I like the concept. The idea is great. Scott McMillan is good, not Robert De Niro, not freaking Robert Englund, not Jackie Earle Haley, but he's good. I think the lack of a budget, this is what I think, honestly. It would have been a really good movie, but for the lack of a budget. I was reading just now a few minutes ago, not a few minutes ago, maybe half hour ago, I was reading that the director said, or producer, whoever said, we did this film. He said, I've worked on films that have a $30 million budget. Is that we did this film on the same budget as it cost for the catering for the movie. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's pretty apparent. I mean, if you had had an extra at least a half a million or a million in the budget, I was going to say, like, an extra half million or even a million in the budget, which in movie terms is nothing, would have done a lot for the CGI, so it wouldn't have come across so corny. Like, just the bad graphics and CGI of the snowman, I think, is what killed it. Otherwise, if you had had a budget for that shit, it would have come across so, like, it would have come across like Hollow Man.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. I thought the snowman looked fucking great. I was laughing because it's like, it's comedic. It's comedically funny, you know, where you can't take it serious. It's a fucking snowman, you know, like where it's a snowman. So, I mean, would a realistic snowman, you know, do the movie any justice? I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
I think you're right. I don't think there's no amount of CGI money that could help that shit out.
Chris, like, the CGI of the fucking snowman.
I have a visual event in my head of, like, what it could have looked like and how it could have come across and how they could have shown it morphing in real time. A lot like the way they did with, what's a Hollow Man, where, like, he's becomes, like, you see the flesh coming up and the muscles and the heart and all this stuff.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a person. It's supposed to be like a real person, like with a gimmick of being invisible. This is just a snowman. I mean, when I see the cover of the actual movie, they're two completely different things. And I actually, like, when you see the cover, you're like, oh, what kind of snowman's this? And then you see the actual movie, it's completely different. And I kind of enjoy it because it's like, it is what it is. It's you know, me and Gabe, you know, when he had mentioned it, I vaguely remembered it, but I hadn't seen it since, you know, back in 2000-ish or whatever, right? 98, 99. And I watched it, and it definitely had that Shocker vibe. It had a Child's Play vibe. It had a Freddy vibe. And, you know, all those guys that have in common is that they're kind of, like, quotable. They're over the top. And this is exactly – I don't know if y'all were listening to it. I know Gabe was. I don't know about Chris. He's kind of buzzing. But I was just, like, nonstop laughing every time that fucking snowman came out. Like, I mean, we're going to jump around because it's not one of those films that we're, like, you know, it's not the fucking, you know, Citizen Kane where it's a masterpiece. It's just a fun film, I thought. And it's when he gets hit by the truck at the end and he goes, did anybody get the plate on that truck or some stupid shit? I was like,
yeah, I remember that. Damn truck came in and smacked his ass in. And then, even then they blew his ass up too, right? And he came back together, but he was all crooked.
Yeah, look, Mom, I'm a Picasso. So it's just like, I didn't think that part was funny, but that was like, he was nonstop like that. Like, I like when, you know, they're about to, the guy goes, hey, how does it feel, you know, to come back from the dead? Because Shocker, like Child's Play, and I said Shocker too, but like, you know, like Child's Play, it's a criminal that gets morphed into like another, you know, state of being, I guess, whatever. And he turns into a fucking snowman, like fucking, you know, Chucky turns into a doll. So same kind of shit.
Right. Yeah, because like what happens is that the sheriff of the town ended up arresting the serial killer. They got a hold of him, and so the cop is like having a flashback, saying like, "Oh, okay, well, you know, end of the jury. You know, they found him guilty, and he's gonna go ahead and get the death penalty or lock him up." Well, anyways, as he's going out, the serial killer, he's already threatening the cop, saying, "I'm coming back for you and all your family." So all of a sudden, it's like the day of, like, you know, this is like Christmas coming up, and then he's in the patrol truck or like the transfer truck, so they can go ahead and take him to his demise, you know. And sure enough, that truck ends up hitting like some kind of chemical truck. Was it GCC or something like that? And all of a sudden, those chemicals end up getting on the criminal, which melts his skin and melts everything. He's all disgusting. He goes right into the damn snow. But then leave it to the damn animation for cheap budgeting. You know, all of a sudden you see the DNA growing little crystals. All of a sudden he comes back as a snowman.
And that part of the, I guess, lack of a better term, CGI, I actually like when they show the DNA crystals, and then when they show like the blood shrinking into the snow and all that stuff, that I actually liked. I will tell you that there's three films or series, whatever you want to call it, that this brought to mind when I watched it. The first one was Halloween Michael Myers, because of the issue of the transportation, and yet he somehow gets released while in transit to another prison or facility, whatever you want to call it. So that came to mind. Cape Fear, the 92 Robert De Niro version, it reminded me of that. Because here's this, like, scumbag criminal who, like, doesn't care at all, but he's cool as a cucumber, cocky, all that stuff, and he always somehow seems to overpower people, even cops, you know, and get the better of him. And he's just this white trash smoking a cigarette and all that stuff. Reminded me of Robert De Niro playing Max Cady. And then the element of Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy, where it's like he appears out of nowhere and he kills people and has to make a corny joke ahead of time. But I think Freddy's jokes, even in part four and later editions, were way better than Jack Frost.
Well, Jack Frost will never be Freddy, so I mean, yeah, I mean, but I mean, I liked it for what it was. It was fucking Frosty jokes, you know what I mean? It's fucking Frosty, you know, like he asked him, "Hey, how does it feel to, you know, to die?" And he's all cold. I just started laughing. I was like, "What's he gonna say?"
Oh man, screw teeth and everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're icicle teeth. Like, come on, dude. It's a gimmick, and they do it. Like, I don't know if Chris, like, when he sees some of these, if he thinks he's supposed to take it seriously, but it's about, like, the fun factor, I guess. And maybe he's not having any fun, but I had a lot of fun watching. Like, I was just, like, laughing because it starts off, like, where we meet, like, where what happened with Jack Frost, who, you know, Scott McDonald plays him. And, like you said, the cop arrests him, and just how over the top, like, the guy plays the criminal, to where everything you were saying, like, he's, oh, I'm going to get you, your family, I'm going to kill everyone. I'm like, how the fuck was he able to get this guy arrested when he had him at gunpoint? Like, if he's acting like that, like, with handcuffs on, like, he's ready to run out. Like, I just thought that was funny that they completely oversold him, that they, like, it made it seem like he arrested that guy by himself, and, you know, after he's acting all fucking crazy. If he's acting that fucking crazy, I don't think they would get him in handcuffs, you know what I mean? Like, they'd have to kill him, like, you know. So I just thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, he was such a – the serial killer was such a badass. Like, he was just, like, a really badass. But there was, like – there's so many moments in this damn movie that it's funny, and, like, the kills are just, like, obnoxiously stupid. But it just still – it keeps you interested enough to where, like, you want to watch them. Like, in particular, like, one of my favorite scenes is with Shannon Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who don't know her, I actually met this lady. She is the foreign girl in American Pie. And honestly, I think that's where everyone really knows her as. She was the sexy Euro transfer girl.
Can I just say that Shannon Elizabeth, like, was when I was, like, at that age where I was like, man, I want to fuck bitches when I saw her, dude. So.
I think we all wanted a pie, too, man.
Dude, I went to the theater, like, a month before I turned 17 to see American Pie in the theater, because it was for another friend of mine's birthday at the time, and he had just turned 17. So we went, and, like, I knew I had seen her in something before, but I couldn't put my finger on it. So after the movie, I Wikipedia'd it, and I was like, oh, her, yeah.
How can you not recognize a face like that? She's got to be one of the most beautiful chicks of this era. You know what I mean? Just God dang, just woo.
Yeah, she is really nice. You know,
she's
funny,
no.
Like,
I'm not gonna say the name.
Hey, I'm on the
set. Like, honestly, I thought that movie was dumb as hell. Like, honestly, that was hard to watch. Even though Jack Frost is, like, for horror, that's, like, on the same level. But American Pie was just so hard to watch. It was so stupid. But yeah, honestly, what kept me interested was, you know, the damn chicks. And personally, it was that Shannon Elizabeth. So I was like, well, shit, that's like the only reason to watch it. But she's in the shower scene in this damn movie. And so they just realized, like, oh, shit, you know, Jack Frost can melt himself into water to get under cracks, like under the door, and then pull himself back together. So, of course, you know, leave it to the next scene. That's exactly what he does. The girls were getting ready to take a shower, you know, trying to be all sexy, drops off her panties and all that. All of a sudden, the damn water starts, you know, trickling underneath the door. So, all of a sudden, it makes its way into the damn bathtub. And here comes the Frosty, you know, big old Jack Frost comes up. And he's, like, frozen along with her, like, he's solid, and she's, like, stuck in his body, and he's slamming her body against the wall. Like, he's not even picking her up, he's not doing anything, she's, like, stuck in his body, and he's, like, kind of dry-humping her against the wall until she falls down dead.
Like, he's got no leverage, that's the problem.
Yeah, he had said something about like coming or something like that.
yeah. What did he say? He saw, like, oh, I hope it was good for you as it was for me. or something stupid. But it was funny. But the coolest part, though, during that scene, the girl is getting banged against the wall, and she's, like, screaming half to death. You know, she's, like, dying. But it does, like, it takes a look from outside, and it shows her arm waving. So it shows like somebody walking by, and they're like, "Oh, hey!" And they start waving at her.
He goes,
like, "What a bunch of dumbasses."
He goes, "I guess Christmas came early this year." That's what he said. I wrote it down.
It's more funny humor, like Gabe, we were laughing yesterday, I think, about what was it, the snowballs joke.
Oh yeah, man, that's like one damn joke they keep pushing throughout this damn movie. But you know what? Honestly, it's like one of those dad jokes, and it's stupid funny. So it just makes you laugh, even though it's ridiculous. What's the difference between snowmen and snow women? I don't want to hear it. I gotta go. No, seriously, it won't be that long. No, I gotta go. Snowballs. Hey, snowballs. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was the funniest when the sheriff tells it to Jack. He goes, "Hey, Jack, what's the difference between snowmen?" And it was just like it was just a fucking funny movie. It wasn't anything like, you know, serious, you know. And I liked how it right off the bat kind of like you went right into shoot mode with. Like, Jack kills people, you know, pretty quickly. It's not just like you're waiting till the end to see this guy. It's like, no, he's killing a lot of people throughout the film. Like, I remember him saying, like, a bunch of stupid shit. Like, he kills the little piece of shit kid that's picking on the sheriff's son that's feeding him that slop. And it's, like, making slop throughout the entire film that just happened to have antifreeze. It's going to try to kill his dad, but it saves, you know, everyone at the end. But his parents are the first ones to get killed. I mean, prior to the kid, but he doesn't really do much. Just kind of like pushes them in front of a sled. But they have a crazy kill scene. Like I just started laughing when he goes, "I was just going to ask you a question." But
when he's got that axe blade stuck in the tree stump. Yep.
Yeah. So it was all that. And like, as you know, you were talking about the shower scene. I thought it was amazing. The fucking Christmas tree scene where he's like killing that one chick and like he puts like the lights in her mouth and all kind of, I thought that was like, man, this movie is already like, it made me laugh. I'm like, how many movies got the balls? You know, how many movies have the balls to start off like we're like probably like 30 minutes in and all that shit's happening with the fucking working snowman? You know, that takes guts to do.
You know, me going into this movie, I was thinking like, oh, like Chris was thinking, you know, like, hey, man, this is going to be like some kind of badass movie, you know, like Freddy Krueger or something like this. And I should have thought better, you know, thinking like, oh, yeah, what should I really expect from a snowman? Mm. But no, this it was funny and it's stupid, but it's still like one of those memorable ones, like. You know, you want to play a drinking game too. You know, take a shot every time someone says something stupid or whatever. It's a good movie. It's not too bad, but it does keep you interested. And there is a lot of shit in here.
It's good enough to watch every Christmas only, or every other Christmas, because it's like it's not one I'm gonna watch throughout the year, like just randomly. But it's like, hey, it's Christmas. Let's watch some stupid ass Jack Frost and shit. There's way better ones. Like, I mean, I haven't seen it. I only saw it once, but we had talked about doing Krampus, but. You know, that one wasn't streaming, and we try to do shit that me and Chris can watch. And I know you can watch everything, but, you know, just for us to watch at our convenience. But, yeah, when I saw Shannon Elizabeth, I was, like, right away, like, hooked. I'm like, man, they got some quality shit in here. Because, I mean, it makes the movie funner and easier when you have fine chicks. You know what I mean? Let's just be honest. If it's just, like, people you're not interested in, then you're kind of like, okay, well, we got a fucking snowman, but, you know, can we get some hot chicks? I guess that's probably the appeal for, like, the Friday the 13th movie so much. You know, they got the fine bitches. What do y'all think?
Honestly, I'm totally agree with you. Honestly, that was, like, when I first started watching horror movies when I was younger, I mean, honestly, that was a hook, line, and sinker there, man. It's just, it was the ladies, the blood, the gore, and then just like the freaking ass weird ass monsters that they would have in these horror movies. So yeah, I mean, I always look forward to the topless scene. And sometimes, like, when you're already looking at the cast, because they always start off holding hands, or they're all happy, or they're all joined together talking about whatever summer vacation they're going to have, or, you know, some kind of wild trip. Your first glance is like, okay, well, let me look at the chicks. Yep. Yes, her. No, I'm not going to do her. Yep, definitely her. So you kind of, like, as you go on through the damn movie, you kind of hope and anticipate that, you know, maybe one of them will take off their tops.
And they're always trying to get, they're always, you know, sleeping with somebody. So that's the cue for to you know, like, yeah, well, Shannon Elizabeth, yeah, she's like telling the dude to get her like wine and some shit or whatever. And that's when she starts taking like the 3-hour shower, of course. And I mentioned the scene, but I was laughing that, like, when Jack jumps in there, like, the music that they play, it's like 50s rock and roll or something. I was like, man, this movie is just fucking, it just keeps getting more and more over the top, right? I mean, just when you
think, it was like late 50s blues rock, rock, you know?
Yeah, there's a few other characters I laughed at, the shop owner that keeps pushing the 20% off on everybody. So I was laughing when he, like, walks into the murder of those the parents, you know, for the kid that dies earlier. And he walks in, he's wearing that funny ass, like, Uncle Buck hat, and Jack turns around and goes, "Hey, what's your name, little boy?" And, like, the guy, like, just starts selling, and he's, like, running off. And, like, the whole film, I thought for sure he was gonna die, but, like, he ends up surviving the whole film. But he was, like, funny the entire film. Like, he gets stuck through the window and everything, too, when they're trying to get out of the jail cell.
And I'll tell you, the first shocker scene for me was, like, you brought up the kid, like the taller, older. I mean, I don't think he was daily bullying, you know, the son of the sheriff on a daily basis, but I mean, he was kind of an asshole to him, like when they want to go sledding. Mm-hmm. And then just the way his head, I didn't see it coming. The way his head just gets cut off by the sled blade, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick. When he was bullying him, I don't know if it was me remembering the movie, but I'm like, oh, something's going to happen to this fool. Or Jack was going to come back later on at night and kill him when he was out. You know, I kind of, like, had that feeling. But, yeah, that part was pretty funny, pretty over. The other guys, they have, like, the supposed FBI and that other guy that made the whole experiment that is Jack Frost.
And yeah, Manly, the FBI agent, and then the Jewish last name guy with the wavy hair that made that chemical that, you know, did to Jack Frost what he did to him. I, as a Christmas music connoisseur, I like that they put a dark twist or an evil twist on common Christmas songs. Like, the one I really noticed was "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen."
You're gonna have to just tell us, because I'm not too familiar with the Christmas songs, like the old CJ. So, I mean, was that the only one on there?
No, there were like three of them that they did that to, but the one that I remember off the top of my head was "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen."
I liked the whole snow gimmick. There's not too many movies, or horror movies, I should say, that have, like, snow throughout the entire film. And I don't know, it kind of made you feel kind of cozy because everyone's wearing jackets and scarves and, you know, the hats, like I was saying, all that other stuff. So that's always, like, I like that scenery a lot, and it's something different than just being out there in the woods or in a cabin and everyone's, you know, whatever the fuck. So it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect for the season. They end up throwing Jack into a truck full of antifreeze. I mean, did that cross anybody's mind? I forgot about it. I was like, how are they going to kill him if they can't melt him? Because he keeps on coming back to life.
No, definitely. Like, I mean, honestly, that's probably, like, one of the greatest powers. Like, if you ever want to be, like, any kind of monster, you probably want to be the snowman. Because, like, really? If this guy melts down to water, I mean, all he has to do is go with other water. I mean, like, how do you really even kill that? So, but they did find out, like, I think it was the little kid, he ended up saying, like, oh, I was just trying to help. What did you use on him? He's like, I used antifreeze. Antifreeze? So the town or the sheriff came up with this idea to go ahead and fill up the back of a pickup full of antifreeze. Now, you're probably wondering, like, well, how did you do that without leaking? Well, they put, like, a plastic bedding in the back to make, like, a little kind of a swimming pool type of thing. So leave it to the last dramatic part for them to be fighting over and, you know, life or death. You know, they end up throwing the damn snowman in there, and he's all, leave it to the guy, the hero. He's wrestling around with some kind of blob inside the back of a pickup. So it just looks ridiculous.
I laughed when that happened because, of course, he gets stabbed right before by Jack with the spear, you know. And then they jump into it, and when they jumped into the antifreeze, all I could think of was, I'd be so freaking out, like, of getting antifreeze in my eyes or in my mouth or in my wound. Can you imagine? Like, I mean, I don't know what I've never touched antifreeze or whatever, but I would just, you know, think it would really sting if you get that anywhere other than in your fucking vehicle.
Depending on the type of antifreeze, but yeah, it can burn a few certain ones.
Well, would you want to go swimming in it?
Hell no. And that's the thing. And thank God that cop was clothed when he did that. He's got to throw those clothes off immediately and get showered like hell. But
well, no, I mean, he like grabs his son when little Timmy, whatever the fucking jackass name is, that gets, hey, Dad, what do I do with this? He has the arm. Crazy arm. Yeah.
And then the thing too is, yeah, like that's, you know, obviously the ending, how they win or prevail, at least for the moment, is genius. Because, yeah, it's antifreeze. I mean, he's the most powerful when he's a snowman. So if he's covered in antifreeze, he can't in water form as snow, frozen ice, whatever, you know. So yeah, that's smart. But you know, I later found out that there was a sequel to this. So I was like, great.
Man, Chris sounds really enthusiastic about the movie, dude.
I thought that the concept was so cool. Like, it's a great idea, and like, it would even be a cool concept for like an X-Men character. You know, this guy that can turn to water and then snow and all this stuff. I mean, Magneto could never touch him. Genius.
Well, it is a Clay Fighters character, so.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I did see something. Oh, it is Clay Fighters. I forgot about that damn game. You know, the only thing similar that I actually saw something like that would be on that TV show Heroes, if you all ever seen that. There was a chick who ended up having, like, some kind of ice powers on there, and she could melt down. You thought they killed her off, and so it was, like, a big twist later on in that series. You find out she was still alive, and she was just pretty much, she just melts down to water, and then she just kind of comes back to life again. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, I guess.
Fuck it.
You're right there. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you're right, though, Joe, because, like, you called that I would have my kind of eye rolling at this movie. And for some of it, I did. Like, a lot of the characters I liked, a lot of the talking I kind of got a chuckle out of, the music, like, even the intro was bad because I like the English narration voice, old school. You know, that's pretty cool. But then the little girl was annoying. But just again, and I know it's 1997, but still, like, if maybe they waited a couple of years and had more budget and had some better graphics, like, I guess for me, I'm the kind of person, like you're saying, everything's got to be Hollow Man. Everything's got to be serious, like the first Freddy or like the remake 2010 Freddy. Or everything's got to be Ghost. So, like, that level of seriousness and really getting in my head and, like, I want to be emotionally disturbed from the movie, but, like, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't have a sense of humor for horror, you know what I mean? Like, for some of them.
You don't got a sense of humor for a lot of things. No, I mean, yeah, you're one of those guys that it needs to be true to life. You said, well, how true to life is it? Like, well, if you're watching a movie about a snowman, I mean, well, you know, you just have to understand that it's going to be probably dumb, and how dumb is it going to get? And to me, like, this is crossing the line. I guess we'll get to the ratings now because I'm going to break it down for y'all. But I think this is, like, where you have to, like, cross the line whether we're going to be serious or are we going to be funny. Or, you know, it's a snowman, so they took it that route, and they put it over the top, but not too over the top where it's just stupid, because I think everyone gave a pretty good performance. Everyone did really well I think the worst actor was probably, like, the sheriff, because he just seemed kind of, like, all over the place, and, like, I was, like, laughing when he's kind of, like, telling everyone, like, yeah, he's dead, he has to be, and he just kept on, you know, he just, like, bad line readings and shit, but, It was good for what it was, and it was a fucking snowman movie, a slasher snowman, with funny lines, and it's about as good as you're going to get for something like that. Now, it's like, is it going to be the best Christmas movie? Hell no, but it's the best snowman movie, so I liked it a lot. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be or remembered it. I'll give it like a 6.8. It's good enough to where I'm not going to recommend it to people, but if you're a horror movie fan, like a true horror movie fan, I guess like me and Gabe, we like watch a lot of this shit, and some people are more selective, obviously. So yeah, check it out, like, but just for Christmas, you know. Maybe once every two or three Christmases, but yeah, 6.8 for me, dude. But CJ?
I'm going to give it a flat 6. There were redeeming elements of it. There were good elements of it, and you know, I had hope, but
high hopes.
He's got high apple pie. Yeah. But okay, Rocky 6. But the thing is, like, you know, like you said, like we said, I'm more serious when it comes to horror. I want to be emotionally disturbed. I want to be like thinking about the movie when I'm alone at home at night, and like every time I hear something sound and like. Remember that movie and like, who's doing it? Like I guess I'm
you start yelling. Yeah, I know you.
but yeah, I mean, I guess could have been great, but I was kind of let down. But I'll give it a flat 6. We've seen worse. I mean, my gosh, we've seen Jason X.
Yeah, that's true. I watched this. I watched this 100 times over Jason X. But Gabe, man, what did you think about the movie? You know, overall thoughts, rating, and you know, get it over, son.
All right. Well. Pretty much, this is like the same thing as I remembered it back then, and honestly, like I still feel like the emotions and everything, and the surprise and the dumb one-liners and all that. It's still the same for me, but it's only good during the holidays. So I think if we just stick to it, just being the holidays, and you just kind of want to watch something cheesy like Sharknado or something, you know, like those kind of type of movies, you know. Honestly, I'm going to have to go with at least like a 6.5. Because, like, honestly, there's so many damn good movies. And, yeah, we'll definitely watch so many other good movies, too. Like, newer ones, old classic ones. You know, we have our favorites. This movie just isn't up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're bored, you want something to watch. I mean, or at least something different. You want to chuckle a bit. I would go with this one. This movie's pretty good. It's nothing to be taken seriously. Have a few beers. Check it out. Why not, right? Have a good night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I exactly. It's one of those that you have to see at least once. I mean, it's one of those to where I'm like, yeah, you have to see it once. It's good. I enjoyed it. It's, like I said, it's a seasonal movie, obviously, because the whole theme, but it's good enough to stay on there. Now, it's not as good as some of the other ones that we talked about, Krampus, and Before We Go. I mean, do you have any news, and you want to talk about some other films that people should be watching during this Christmas time? Because it actually will be posted either Friday or Saturday, so it'll still be in December. So we're doing good time.
Oh, cool. I'm really sorry. Usually I'm always on top of these things, but I'm sadly at this point, I don't really have any news because I've been so caught up with everyday life and drama. So, but the only things I can really tell you about that I'm actually really excited for is Scream 5. Yeah, I was reading. I did happen to catch a little read on that thing. What's pretty cool on that is that they already had all the cast and everybody, and you know, picked out like who the killers are going to be and all that. And apparently, they're really keeping it really tight-knit, you know, who the killer is. They don't want to let anything out, just like the previous films that, you know, I guess they'll really get in trouble if they end up spilling the beans on who the killer might be. But apparently they said it's such a huge twist that this is going to blow all the other ones out of the water. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm pretty excited about Scream 5. They got Mega Man. They're going to make that on Netflix, Netflix movie, just like the Cowboy Bebop, if you all seen that. They're going to be making a Mega Man movie now.
Is it going to be like the same where it's like live action or
yep.
Wow.
Live action.
Wow. So I'm gonna, like, yeah.
I don't know how to take that because, you know, if you've seen the damn cartoons, you played the video games.
I love fucking Mega Man.
Oh, I like the Mega Man X, the one for the Super Nintendo. Yeah. That thing was, like, always fun, man. You know, well, if you like the classics. But either way, Netflix has that coming out. And I think the only thing everyone's been talking about, like, nonstop, is the damn Spider-Man movie.
Oh, my God.
Everyone is so hyped up on that shit. I mean, they want to see all the... They want to see all those Spideys get together. They want to see those old villains. I mean, yeah, they got Jamie Foxx back in there. They got the Green Goblin. Oh, I can't think of his name. Either way,
William Dafoe, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're familiar with all the Tobey Maguire movies, so they got those characters coming on back. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, people are hyped up on Spidey. It's not really horror, I understand. Same thing with Mega Man, but honestly, been so caught up and busy, I mean, this is all I can get right now. But, yeah, Scream 5, I mean, I would say I'm pretty excited about that. And, yes, I'm going to go see Spider-Man. I don't know when, because apparently tickets all, you know, all the good seats were all taken, so I guess I have no choice but to wait, so... Damn it.
Good seats are just period.
Everyone got a hold of good seats way before I did, and you would think I would be first in line, but some people are faster with their fingers on the internet than I am. Shit.
Yeah, no shit. I'm going to see what my brother's doing. I might go see Spider-Man tonight. I see Casablanca's got a few seats open at 10:45, and I wasn't sure if how late and whatever was going on. But I'm like, it was the first kind of Marvel movie in a while that I was, like, really excited. Really, really, like, I couldn't wait. Like, right now, I'm telling you. I'm like, man, I'm looking for it. I forgot about it. Like, oh, shit, there's some Casablanca ones. So, might go.
Oh, man. So, are you going to go and watch the darn thing?
I'm thinking about it. I got, like, an hour. You know?
Well, if you watch it, at least spoil it for me. I don't mind spoilers. I like spoilers. Because either way, when I go and watch it, I still get excited. And I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, what I'm curious about, because they're bringing all the damn old villains back, I want to see if they bring Venom back. Not that Tom Hardy, not that newer Venom. I want to see that old
Tobey
Maguire Venom come back.
The 70s show guy, right? Yeah, he comes out. Yeah, I loved him. It was perfect because it's like a small guy and like he turns into this crazy dude and he's not and he plays evil so good when he comes out when he came out in Predators as the doctor that like stabs. I loved him so. No, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to ask my brother, hey, what are you busy? We're going to go see the movies? He might not want to because we're probably not going to get off till, you know, when the movie's over. Starts at 10:45, even though I have like a half day tomorrow. I'll probably get home at like 2. I'll be exhausted, but that's just me. That's just my excitement.
Dude,
I'm ready to do it.
It's so worth it if you go, man.
Yeah, I know. doing that Chris thing. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed Jack Frost, and we'll see you on the next one.
Man, you gotta be shitting me. That mother's strong.
Peace.
I'm out.